Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is March 10th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. I really do appreciate everybody out there taking the time to listen. So tonight, I'm going to provide a situation analysis report. And as always, there is no shortage of issues to discuss as the storm clouds continue to intensify and the enemy narrative continues to be dismantled. So we're going to get into how this is happening, and we're also going to discuss how both the escalation of the war in Europe and the steady flow of disclosure is setting the stage for a major false flag event. We're also going to get into the German defection from NATO, what I like to call the tale of two Putins. We're going to talk about MS-13 tonight and so much more. So once again, folks, thank you so much for joining me. I hope you folks had a wonderful week. Now let's get into it. Now, in the Patriot community for a very long time, we have been discussing the interconnectedness of all of the events that we've been witnessing. And we understand very well what's happening right now is the complete coordinated dismantling of the deep state narrative ahead of military tribunals. This is an information war. And the name of the game is allowing your enemy to discredit and destroy themselves. And ultimately, that's what we're witnessing happening. This is what's happening with the MSM. This is what's happening, of course, with the fake Biden regime and all of the Democrats and rhinos. It is just absolutely spectacular to witness them implode in epic fashion. And of course, we also understand in terms of the Great Awakening, this leads to cognitive dissonance. It leads to questioning. It leads to narrative questioning. And of course, that leads to investigation and, of course, revelation and ultimately the awakening to the enemy propaganda and deception. And that really is the end game because this is a war for human consciousness, like I've talked about so often. Every deep state narrative that emerges at this point is getting completely dismantled by the alternative media, by the truthers out there, and all the great anons. And we know that all of their narratives are intended to stir us up into an emotional frenzy, and that is being rejected by the people en masse. And it really is an amazing time to be alive and to witness the downfall of the cabal. Now, obviously, the Epstein list is looming. We know that that's going to be released. Could come at any moment now. We also know, of course, that the January 6th narrative is getting blown wide open. Tucker Carlson, I'm going to talk about him in some detail tonight a little bit later in the show, but certainly this is absolutely incredible to watch as these rats are squirming in their final death throes. We know that the election fraud, truth is coming out. Treason is now a trending topic. I'm going to get into that in some detail tonight. But the CIA, Ukraine money laundering operations that are connected to Obama, that are connected, of course, to fake Biden, and then, of course, all the way up the food chain is all coming out into the public purview at this point. People are learning the truth about the Nord Stream pipeline. They're learning the truth about Fauci. They're learning the truth about gain-of-function research, even though that's kind of a separate conversation, as I've alluded to. My view on it is that there really never was any real quote-unquote virus, that this has always been an electromagnetic attack on humanity. But nevertheless, we're getting closer and closer to the truth about COVID and obviously all of the wars that have been started by the deep state, not just this war, but historically, their general pattern of fomenting wars to try to avoid justice, to turn humanity against itself, to turn us against each other. That's really what their MO has always been. And the fact that we are resisting that collectively as a species really is the best barometer to gauge where we're at right now. And of course, the truth about the bioweapon, the truth about these so-called vaccines, everything is coming out and the CIA and all the three-letter agencies are being discredited with every passing day. So the full exposure is coming, folks. And we know that we've already passed the drip, drip, drip phase, and we're now at a steady stream. And this has the deep state in utter panic mode. The rogue elements of the Pentagon, NATO, of course, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, Davos, they're all getting ready. And of course, they've been pushing this for quite some time now, to escalate this war, to turn this into a world war scenario by creating a false flag, not only just here on U.S. soil, but also in Europe. And this is all designed, like I said, to whip up the emotional frenzy that they need to get the people behind the war effort, but it's not working. They're trying to bring us to a boil, folks, just like they did after 9/11, just like they did after Pearl Harbor. All of the wars that have been fomented all throughout history, certainly in this country's history, have been directed and designed and engineered by the deep state. And everyone out there is going to fundamentally understand that truth when this is all said and done. Now, treason is a word that's not to be taken lightly. And yet, treason is actually trending on Twitter. You'll recall that Q and Trump began to introduce the word, the idea, the concept, the narrative of treason several years ago. And now we see Trump increasingly talking about it in his speeches. And not only that, what I understand is, well, the word is that Tucker Carlson was actually blocked from releasing more of the January 6th footage by the deep state. But as always, white hat countermeasures are in place. So we have the MSM being forced essentially to choose a lane here. They're being threatened and they're being coerced by both sides. So if they choose not to report on the truth, if they choose to bury or try to shift the narrative, as they've always done, away from all of this truth and disclosure that's coming out, they then become party to treason. And that, like I said, is not a word to be taken lightly. And when Trump mentions that word and when Q mentions that word, it's with the full force and meaning of what it really represents. Trump is not playing around. And this is why the white hats have been able to flip factions within the mainstream media, particularly CNN. Because not only did a Trump supporter take over their parent company, but the employees at CNN were told in no uncertain terms that they will face tribunals for treason if they choose to suppress the truth. So everyone right now, like I said, is being forced to choose a lane. They're being forced to decide what side of history they want to come down on. And a big part of why this is happening is due to infiltration. Specifically, alliance infiltration into all of their different seats of power. And a major aspect of their infiltration strategy had to do with the CDC and the NIH. Now, from my understanding, they used the cover of COVID in order to camouflage multiple different operations that were ongoing during the height of the so-called pandemic. We all know it was a plandemic. But during the lockdowns, the White Hats took computers and servers from both the NIH and the CDC, while most of their employees weren't on site. And my understanding is that during that same time frame, they also interrogated several individuals inside these institutions at very high levels. And of course, there was a complete media blackout on this, as you would expect. And this is the reason that we're seeing so many whistleblowers come forward, particularly in reference to COVID. This is the reason why the former CDC director, Redfield, has come out to formally testify against Fauci. Not only that, my understanding is that Rand Paul has been a big part of this whistleblower operation as well. And he is being fed intel directly from those military servers that were seized from the CDC and the NIH during the COVID raid. Now, in this year of the whistleblower, mark my words, folks, you can expect to see more lead scientists from these institutions who were forced to flip to emerge as time goes on. I guarantee that this will indeed be the year of the whistleblower. And we know that as the disclosure process heats up, as that drip turns into a steady stream ahead of the major flood that we know is coming, as this intensifies, we know we're getting closer and closer to a major false flag event. Now, obviously, we've seen a multitude of different ones over the past several weeks. We've talked about the spy balloons, quote-unquote spy balloons. We've talked about the UFOs that they said that they shot down, which is complete nonsense. And, of course, there is the massive issue of the train derailment. So it's not as if, and of course, it doesn't stop there. We also have the industrial plant fires. We have more and more shootings, random shootings happening, not just here in America, but all over the world. And as Brad Olson recently described, this really is a strategy of tension. And that's really what's been happening. But nevertheless, I think we could all agree, we haven't seen the real main event yet. But we know we're getting closer and closer to that major scare event, which, by the way, Q said was necessary right from the beginning. That's going to require military intervention to stabilize the nation and the world, and that the military is the only way. Now, in preparation for this major false flag event, my understanding is that upgraded air raid sirens have been implemented all over the country. And as NATO prepares a massive open confrontation with Russia, reports are indicating that the cabal is attempting to actually use satellites to distort the image feeds to the Russians in an attempt to conceal the positions of all of their tanks and their heavy weaponry as this major offensive gets ready to kick off. But unfortunately for them, Space Force is sharing intel with Russia, because we know that Russia is a partner. In fact, you might even make the case that Russia is going to be the savior of the world. That's been predicted. But nevertheless, we know that Putin, whoever he actually is, I mean, I'm going to talk about Putin in some detail tonight, a little bit later, but the white hats in Russia are definitely coordinating and working with Trump. I think that pretty much everyone in the audience right now is convinced of that. You judge a tree by its fruit, and I'm going to get into that in some more detail in a little bit. But Space Force is undoubtedly sharing intel with Russia. They've done extensive preparations, they meaning Russia, and they know exactly the position of all of these NATO assets, primarily staged in Poland. Now, if there is an attack on Poland, or of course, wherever else they decide to strike, you can bet that this is going to be a false flag event that is intended to drag both the United States and NATO into all-out war with Russia and its allies. We know that that's the deep state objective. On a geopolitical scale, they're trying to start World War III. But their playbook is no. The white hats all across the world, not just here in America, not just Trump. Remember, this is a worldwide coordinated military operation. And they knew that this was coming all along. They've been paying attention. They've been listening to the wires. They're on high alert for a Russian attack, quote unquote. But again, it's known by all the white hats in all the regions of the world that this attack that is coming is going to be a false flag staged event by the CIA, who of course are run by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And of course, the Vatican and Davos, et cetera, et cetera. But this is going to be entirely a staged event. They're pushing very, very hard to try to get a thermonuclear war going through false flag events. And the good news, folks, as scary as that might sound, that means we are closer to the end game. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the sum of all fears. This is something that I actually mentioned in the past. Now, we've talked before about the hunt for Red October. We've talked about the whole Poseidon Russian sub. But in that movie, The Sum of All Fears, I saw this movie years ago. And Q the Stormwriter actually put out a post, I think it was just today, talking about why it's so important for everybody to go and to watch that movie to refresh their memory about what it's really all about. Now, in that movie, the deep state lower level powers, I guess you might say, are given essentially the green light to bring the United States and Russia into a near-death event that threatens the entire world with full nuclear war. Now, because the deep state is trying to overthrow Russia in that movie, and they need to cause chaos, a false flag event occurs, and essentially it brings both the United States and Russia into a Cuban Missile Crisis type of situation. But in the movie, just like in real life, the back channels between Russia and the United States, the white hats on both sides, ultimately communicate with one another and they de-escalate the situation and in the process save the world and stop a nuclear war. Now, as Q the Storm Rider points out, there is a lot to learn from this movie. And obviously, there's a big reason why Q mentioned this movie as well and shared this information. The deep state is getting very, very close to attempting to pull off this major false flag event. Now, in the beginning of that movie, there was a Russian that's blamed for an attack on another country, which they didn't do. But from the Russian military standpoint, they don't deny it. They don't dismiss the blame, but rather they embrace the situation because it enabled them to figure out who is actually pulling the strings behind the scenes. Who were the deep state players? Who is the real enemy within? And so, once again, we see an example of truth that parallels real-world events so closely that it's eerie, much like white noise paralleled the circumstances of the train derailment in East Palestine. So, folks, you can bet your bottom dollar that right now, NATO, the UN, the Rockefellers, Davos, the entire deep state are doing everything they can. They're up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, constantly trying to figure out how to stop this exposure. That's really what this is all about. They're trying to generate a war in order to prevent all of this disclosure from really seeping into the consciousness of humanity, because once that happens, it's game over. Once they can't distract us anymore from their crimes, it's game over. Now, things are going to get really crazy, folks, in the next couple of months. Heck, it might even be in the next couple of weeks. But again, timelines are really difficult. They're really impossible to predict. But one thing is for sure, it is getting red hot. The deep state is being cornered, and a cornered animal is dangerous, as we all know. They're getting desperate. And that's why we know that a major false flag event is imminent. But the important thing to remember, since we're on the topic of the sum of all fears and this whole concept of nuclear war, like I talked about in my last podcast, there will be no nuclear war. This is not going to turn out the way that the deep state wants it to. The white hats understand the strategy, and they have contingency plans for every potential move that the deep state could make against us. And the biggest one, of course, would be a nuclear false flag. And this isn't to fearmonger. It's not to promote any type of fear porn or anything along those lines, folks. This is my real sober analysis about what we're facing. This is ultimately the direction that this is going to go. You've heard Juan O'Savin talk about it, the Cuban Missile Crisis, but before this was all over, we were going to have a standoff, a nuclear standoff. And I happen to think that there's a very real possibility that we're going to hear air raid sirens, that we're going to have a major nuclear scare in the not too distant future. But we also know, like I said, and I'll say it again, this is not going to lead to nuclear war. The entire purpose of the Q operation was to avoid the deep state plans for humanity from coming to fruition. They have planned this out meticulously. We are watching a movie. We are watching a pantomime play out, as I've talked about so many times, that's designed to wake humanity up to finally identify collectively our common enemy. So as this nuclear false flag event unfolds, you have to remember that this is not intended for the awakened out there. This is intended for all of the sheep, all of the normies, all of the people who just refuse to open their eyes and to pay attention and to shake off their slumber and their apathy and their cynicism and to finally get their finger on the pulse of what is really going on in the world and the way the world really operates. That's why the scare event is necessary. And we all understand that. All of us have been trying with every fiber of our being to wake people up, especially the people that we care about in our own personal lives, for the most part, to no avail. And that's been one of our major sources of frustration, but it's also been one of the major drivers that brought us together in the first place. The fact that we weren't able to accomplish this on an individual basis. And that's the brilliance of this plan. And that's also the reason why this scare event is necessary. It's extremely important to be able to break through this bulletproof MKUltra programming that we've been indoctrinated with for generations, that God blessed us with the ability to shake off for long enough to be able to see the truth so that we could awaken ahead of time and be the leaders of this new reality, of this new world. As humanity ascends into the fifth dimension, God chose us individually to be the leaders, to help our fellows adjust to the truth, and to be able to exit the matrix. We are the bridge. We are the divine bridge that God always intended. And all of our lives have been preparing us for this event. And as this event happens, it's going to lead to an uncovering of the entire conspiracy against humanity. Everything connected to the CIA, the Pentagon, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the central bank. I mean, folks, the entire complex, the entire military, industrial, pharmaceutical, media, academic complex is coming crumbling down. And with every passing day, we're seeing more and more evidence of it. We just saw Silicon Valley Bank in the news as officially going bankrupt. And we also know that this is just the tip of the iceberg. All of the major Wall Street banks, particularly those who have derivative exposure, are already insolvent. They're already bankrupt. And the only reason that this hasn't been made public is because it will ultimately cause chaos, as we know. But that is a big part of the storm. It's one of the major black swan events that's going to contribute to this epic storm that will go down in history and be studied for thousands and thousands of years, folks. That's how incredible this moment is that we're living through right now. Everything is designed to bring down the deep state. Everything is designed to eliminate all the corruption in this vertically integrated system that goes all the way up to the Rothschilds, but beyond them to the Vatican, the Knights of Malta. We all understand very, very well, and we've talked about in some detail the way that they've structured their hierarchy, and certainly there's probably more information that we're going to learn along the way. But the reality is, folks, is that the deep state cabal that's thousands of years old, that dates all the way back to before the Roman Empire. I mean, we're talking history that can be traced pretty much as far back as you want to trace it. And involving the Masons, involving the Knights of Malta, the Knights Templars, etc., etc. All of it is coming crumbling down. We're seeing the destruction of a system that has been in place for thousands of years, that it had complete control over humanity. It's had its boot on our neck for thousands and thousands of years. We're now in the final moments. The final death throes of this enemy is what we're witnessing right now. Everything that's happening needs to happen, including this near-death event, this precipice of destruction, which we've discussed in so much detail over the past couple of years. And all of this, as we know, leads to military intervention. Trump is talking about bringing back public execution. And I've talked about this in recent episodes. This is a massive warning to all the leaders of mainstream media and big tech. And not only that, the military commanders, the rogue elements of the military, that they are party to treason. And treason, like I mentioned before, is not a word to be taken lightly, is a mandatory death sentence. So this is the seriousness that we're dealing with here. And remember that the White Hats have contingencies in place for every card that the deep state could possibly play, especially a nuclear event. This was always planned for. And Trump has some major aces up his sleeve, folks. There's a reason that he was chosen to be the face of this military operation to save the world. This is an incredible time to be alive, folks. Now, let's get into a brief discussion here about Germany, because my understanding is that they've struck a deal with Russia and that there was a secret meeting between the white hats within NATO. And yes, there are white hats within NATO, folks. All of these institutions that we associate with the enemy, we've infiltrated. There are good guys within all of these institutions. Now, the white hats within NATO had this meeting, and nobody from the fake Biden administration was included. Okay, this is a meeting between primarily Germany, China, and Russia. And this is what led to the CIA mouthpiece New York Times suddenly changing their narrative about the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage, saying that it was Ukraine after initially reporting that it was Russia. Now, why did they do this? Well, it's because Germany made a secret deal with Russia and China, and not just Russia and China, but all the BRICS countries, to build up Germany economically in exchange for Germany's refusal to participate in the war. They don't want any part of this war between Russia and Ukraine. And they've been leveraged by the CIA that runs Germany, essentially, to partake in this war with NATO. And we have to keep in mind that German involvement and possibly membership with the BRICS nations will cause a domino effect all throughout Europe. If the narrative remained that Russia was responsible for the attack on the Nord Stream 2 pipelines, I mean, we all know that Russia didn't do it, but that was the mainstream narrative that's been put out there. And if that narrative remained, then it would basically be impossible for the Germans to not engage Russia, because this is an act of war. You have to think about optics here. These attacks on the Nord Stream pipeline have inflicted massive economic devastation all across Germany. And this is the reason why the Germans have no interest in engaging against Russia, because they see the writing on the wall. But again, optics are very important on the geopolitical stage. And if everyone believes, if the masses believe that it was Russia who attacked and blew up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and inflicted all of this pain and suffering on Germany, well, the Germans really don't have much of a choice but to get involved in this war effort. But by changing the story and implicating Ukraine, Germany now has the ability, optically again, to distance themselves from supporting Zelensky. Because if Zelensky and the Ukrainians were responsible for causing all of this suffering in Germany and not the Russians, well, that gives them a very legitimate reason to disengage and to not get involved in the escalation of this war. So my understanding is that there was a three-way deal that was struck between, essentially, between NATO, Germany, and Russia and the BRICS nations. And the essence of the deal is that Germany won't leave NATO if the CIA allows them to extricate themselves from the war. But they'll also work with the BRICS nations in order to expand economically and to insulate themselves from the collapse of the fiat dollar, which they know is coming. It's inevitable. It's already happened. So the CIA changed their story to allow this maneuvering to occur behind the scenes. And it's very important to understand, folks, that NATO simply can't afford to lose Germany. And not just Germany, all the other nations who would follow if Germany defected from NATO, especially Turkey. And of course, Turkey's been very much in the spotlight lately. They've been under attack by the deep state with all of these tectonic weapons in order to bully them, essentially, to terrorize them into submission. But it's not going to work, folks. This strategy is a failing strategy. The reality is, is that NATO needs both Germany and Turkey in terms of their military strength in order to wage war. And Germany, my belief is that Germany is simply biding its time until NATO ends up fully imploding. They know that it's just a matter of time. But right now, their most immediate concern is shoring up their economy and avoiding direct participation in a war against Russia. But they'll eventually end up very close partners, and perhaps even member states of the BRICS alliance in the long run. And so the pending economic collapse that all of us know is imminent is going to bring down NATO. It's going to bring down the UN. It's going to bring down the EU. And it's going to allow for Germany and other Western European countries to fully redefine their economic and military alliances. Now, a little bit earlier in the show, I mentioned the tale of two Putins. Now, there are a lot of rumors, as I'm sure the audience is well aware, about Vladimir Putin's health. And of course, we've discussed on many different occasions on this show that the original Vladimir Putin was replaced a long time ago. Gene Decode was the one who put that information out. And it's become more or less the universal understanding within the Patriot community that this is not the real Vladimir Putin. Now, my understanding is that back in 2014, the CIA, the deep state, poisoned Putin to prompt regime change in Russia to go along with the New World Order agenda. And this is, of course, at the same time that Russia had annexed Crimea. Now, it's very possible that the real Vladimir Putin went into hiding around that time, and that there's been a double appearing in public ever since. But one way or another, folks, the white hat military generals in Russia, when this happened, they were very quick to respond by replacing the original Putin with a double that was under their control. And to this day, the white hat military generals are actually in control of Russia and the Putin double. So if the fake Putin, I mean, when you think about it, folks, if the fake Putin were actually under cabal control, this incursion into Ukraine never would have happened. The deep state knows that the current Putin is an actor. Not only that, they also know that he's in failing health. And intel is emerging that the deep state is planning on assassinating Putin, and the objectives being to attempt to foment civil unrest and propagandize the public that the Russians, the Russian people, don't support the war, and use it as a pretext to expand the war into a global conflict. The deep state's going to claim that a military coup has taken place in Russia. They're going to attempt to claim that the war in Ukraine is the reason that Putin was taken out. I mean, you can see the actor Zelensky preparing the narrative. He's been out there in the press predicting that Putin will be taken out by separatists in Russia, saying that he doesn't know when, but he's confident that it will happen. But the white hat infiltration into the mainstream media has been countering this narrative by putting out truthful reports on fake Putin's health, revealing that he has cancer. This double, this individual that's appearing in public as Vladimir Putin, actually has cancer. And not only that, the mainstream media is also putting out articles questioning if he's even the real Putin. Now again, folks, you have to look at this with a critical eye and realize that this is white hat infiltration of the mainstream media, because the deep state wouldn't put out this information. It's not in their interest to put out this information. It's definitely in the white hat interest to educate the public about this individual not being the real Vladimir Putin. So if and when some sort of a move is made, an assassination attempt or whatever, to claim whatever the deep state wants to claim about separatists in Russia taking him out, the general public will be wise to their schemes. And this is going to prompt the public to doubt this whole assassination narrative. And in the process, it's going to further discredit the mainstream media, who've already been very publicly caught lying about the previous subject we were just talking about, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline sabotage, and using that as a pretext to escalate the war. And so the White Hats, in accordance with game theory, plan on allowing the deep state to claim that he was assassinated when he actually does die, reportedly from cancer. But this is going to backfire because eventually the truth is going to come out, like it always does. This is an information war. The name of the game in information war is allowing the enemy to discredit themselves. That's what the art of war is all about. Now, obviously, there's a lot of fog of war, but one thing is for sure. Whoever the individual playing Putin is actually being controlled by the White Hats. Vladimir Putin has always been an enemy of the deep state. If the deep state controlled him, like I said before, the Ukrainian incursion never would have happened. These bio labs never would have been taken out. These children never would have been rescued from the dumps. It's very easy to figure out who's actually in control of Russia right now. The White Hats will counter all of the deep state's moves because this play was anticipated. So when the fake Putin expires, the deep state is going to claim that he was assassinated with the hope of throwing Russia into chaos, but it's not going to work. Because like I said, the White Hats are going to counter this by revealing the truth and debunking their claims, further discrediting the Mockingbird media. And then in the aftermath of all this, my belief is that Russia is going to elect new leadership and that the plan was always to remove Putin publicly at the right time. But one way or another, folks, we know that all of the major world leaders who are engaging the deep state are insulated. And it's impossible to say with any certainty the exact details associated with protecting these world leaders, but logic tells us that they are insulated by the military. Q told us that this was the case with Trump. The reality is, folks, is that no major leader has been seen publicly in the last 3 years. And the reason for that is because they could be very easily taken out by DARPA covert weapons. They have heart attack weapons. They have direct energy weapons. They have satellite-guided particle beam weapons. They have 5G radiation. I mean, if you're out there in public, you are a target. And that is the reason that all of these leaders, especially Trump, is insulated in Cheyenne Mountain. There's a reason that you rarely see Donald Trump with Melania these days, or Ivanka, or any other family members. Because it's not the real Trump. His entire family is insulated and protected within Cheyenne Mountain. That's the reason that Cheyenne Mountain, one of the major reasons that it was locked down when COVID hit, when they realized what was actually happening and war had officially been declared. Now, the rare occasions that we do see them together are either CGI or they're deepfake masks, of which the military has the best in the world, far better than Hollywood. Remember, folks, we are watching a movie to a large extent. That doesn't mean every single thing is scripted out. But we also know that a great deal of what we're witnessing right now, perhaps I would argue the majority of what we're witnessing right now has been planned for, has been scripted out, and that we are really witnessing a pantomime that's designed to wake up the masses. And the reason that this movie is playing out the way it has is due in large part to the fact that the Patriots now have control over the dispensing of information. And certainly, we cannot discount the importance of the acquisition of Twitter by Elon Musk in terms of the enormous maneuvering behind the scenes in the fight for control over the world's largest bullhorn. And the reason that the deep state players like Bill Gates and George Soros and Mark Zuckerberg, the criminals at BlackRock, the reason that they were not able to acquire the platform, despite all of their vast resources and their attempts to acquire Twitter, is directly because of Trump's ally, Ben Salman. He used his enormous wealth and influence to block the cabal from purchasing Twitter. And of course, we know that the cabal has always intended on using the biggest social media platform in the world to continue to wage information war against we the people. And not only that, even more importantly, they wanted to prevent what's on these servers at Twitter from being disclosed. And we all know that they're party to treason and sedition. That's why they're working so hard to try to prevent all this information from coming out. And, you know, a part of this pantomime, a part of this movie that we're witnessing, has a lot to do with MS-13. Everybody knows about MS-13, this ruthless gang, but very few people fully understand the origins of where they came from and who they were funded by and what they were created for. It turns out that they were created for fifth generation warfare by the CIA. MS-13 was intended to foment a color revolution here in America. And not only that, to take out and to intimidate opposition leaders and function in a similar way to Antifa. Now, in the early 2000s, the CIA began, through the open border, to bring MS-13 gang members into the country to begin these operations that were planned for many, many years in advance. And what happened was is that they started to kill and to threaten thousands of high-level banking, media, and other public sector entities who were resisting the deep state agenda. And of course, there was basically no mainstream media coverage of this for obvious reasons. But this agenda was to get opposition leaders under CIA control through the cartels by using extortion and blackmail. And this operation really peaked right around 2014 through 2015 in Obama's final year as president. Remember, they had a 16-year plan. Hillary was supposed to continue where Obama left off and take the ball over the goal line or across the goal line. And part of this operation involved CIA DARPA spyware that tracked individual data through phones and computers. And by the way, this was exposed by none other than Edward Snowden. And this spyware also installed child pornography and fake financial statements, anything that they could use to put on opposition computers to facilitate the blackmail and the extortion. Now, post 9/11, the alliance realized what they were up against. They understood and they became aware of the MS-13 agenda. And my understanding is that this was when they decided to approach Trump to be installed as the president, as the public face of this military sting operation, and declare MS-13 a terrorist organization. And this enabled the arrest of thousands of members of MS-13, which began immediately after Trump took office. And once again, there was a mainstream media blackout. Now, fast forward to 2023. This operation to round up MS-13 has only accelerated as the deep state counterops have also accelerated. Now, they plan to have thousands of these quote-unquote immigration camps full of MS-13 members under deep state control that would ultimately cause society to unravel into civil war. And so, as a countermeasure, the White Hats have coordinated operations with the military of El Salvador to arrest more than 60,000 members of MS-13. And at the same time, terrorism charges are being brought against known MS-13 leaders. So it's very important to understand the connections between MS-13 and the CIA. This is where their funding comes from, through international money laundering operations. and billions have been seized as a result of these arrests. And the banks that are involved with this money laundering, like I mentioned a little bit earlier, are insolvent, and they're about to collapse, just like Silicon Valley Bank. So this, of course, ties in to the further exposure of the CIA, of the January 6th false flag that was facilitated by the FBI, and of course, the other three-letter agencies. And this is going to go much higher up the food chain as time goes on to expose the real controllers of the CIA, the Vatican, and the Khazarian Mafia. And so now, with military alliance operations working with El Salvador, and of course the U.S. military training the local military and police, they've started this massive arrest operation. And they've rounded up, like I said, more than 60,000 members of MS-13, but don't expect to see any coverage of that on mainstream media. Trump promised that he was going to eliminate MS-13. This is a very powerful cartel that, as I said, has been networked and financed by BlackRock, by the CIA, and all the banks and money laundering institutions throughout North America, Middle America, and South America as well. Promises made, promises kept. Donald J. Trump is a man of his word. And so, folks, if you add all of this up, the McCarthy release of the January 6th videos, the exposure of Anthony Fauci, the testimony against him, all of the truth coming out about the pandemic, all the truth coming out about election fraud, this is causing utter panic in Washington, D.C. Their narrative is completely falling apart. The whole Obama military coup operation is getting very, very close to full public exposure. And it's becoming very obvious to patriots who have been following this coup operation for quite some time now that the military alliance is bringing together all the different puzzle pieces. And they are ultimately putting the CIA in the crosshairs because they understand that once this Leviathan gets taken down, all the other dominoes are going to fall right alongside it. And of course, we can't forget, like I mentioned earlier in the show, the Epstein list, which according to my understanding is already circulating throughout all the governmental powers throughout the world, the ones who are really in control. So the hammer is getting very, very close to dropping. And Trump is getting ready to play some very important cards. We also have to remember that Durham, just like Trump says, is getting ready to expose the crime of the century. And he's predicted this is just the beginning. The devolution plan is being played out to perfection. You know, folks, as I reflect on these times that we're living through, I always say what an amazing time it is to be alive. And I say that about the fall of the cabal, not with the intent of trying to downplay the suffering and the sacrifices that we've had to make in order to arrive at this moment. We're under attack right now. Heck, we've been under attack for quite some time. But now the attacks are becoming far more blatant and overt. And we knew that eventually, at a certain phase of this war, the escalation would happen as the deep state felt the walls closing in. This was always an inevitability as we got closer and closer to bringing down and completely collapsing their house of cards. And that's where we are right now, folks. Make no mistake about it. So it's very important for everybody out there to be vigilant, but also to be without fear, and to renew our faith in God with a full heart. We were led here on a divine mission, and it's time for us to fully embrace who and what we are, and to prepare to lead our fellows out of the darkness and into the light. Hold the line, patriots. We win because God wins. All right, folks, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast. You can let me know in the comments. Please take a moment to hit that like button if you did, and also Please take a moment to follow me and subscribe on the different platforms that I'm on. Currently, I'm on BitChute, Rumble, and Podbean. Also, folks, take a moment to check out the links in the description to support my work. Check out patriotunderground.shop. I have a great selection of products on there. T-shirts, hoodies, hats, beer mugs, water bottles, stickers, you name it, folks. All very affordably priced, very high quality. I've gotten great reviews from folks who have made a purchase, and it helps me out enormously. Please, folks, take a moment to go check out patriotunderground.shop and pick up an item or two. Also, please consider becoming a patron. I absolutely love my patrons, those folks out there who have made a commitment to support my work financially by making a monthly contribution. And my gesture to say thank you is to publish all of my new material first on Patreon. So thank you, everybody out there. I salute you. God bless each and every one of you who have been so supportive of my work since day one. I also wanted to mention, folks, before I sign off, just a quick reminder to check out patriotswitch.com. You hear me talk about them all the time, folks, and I never get tired of talking about them because this is an incredible opportunity that I think all patriots out there need to be aware of, and we need to mobilize and get behind this effort. More than 2 million people have already reallocated their financial resources to align with their spiritual and political values, myself included, and many, many members of my audience who are very satisfied with the quality of the products that are made right here in America that support American jobs, and most importantly, compete directly with the cabal big box conglomerates. This is a no-brainer. This is money that you're already going to be spending at Target, at Walmart, at all of these big box stores that funnels money directly to BlackRock and Vanguard so that the cabal can wage war against us. Why go on funding the enemy when you have the option to purchase the items that you need just to maintain your life, just to maintain and provide the basic necessities for your family? You have an option. Patriot Switch gives you the option to no longer surrender your money to the enemy to be used against us. We are engaged in a war right now, and a big part of that, folks, as we know, is economic. This is a debt prison that we are trying to get free of, and who knows what's going to happen down the road with supply chains, folks. This is a very important time to maneuver your finances, to make decisions for you and your family ahead of this storm, and align yourself with a patriotic company. I don't believe I'm steering you folks wrong. PatriotSwitch.com. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back soon with another report. God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.